Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hot Topics from the Soul with your host, Dr. Valerie N. Parker, businesswoman, author, speaker, and life coach. Dr. Parker is the president of Arise by VMP, which is a speakers bureau and public relations company. She is also the visionary and founder of the Soul of a Woman Foundation that brings awareness to domestic violence and children living in single-parent homes. Hot Topics from the Soul is a virtual lifeline to the community, discussing social and political issues, relationships, finances, motivation, and inspiration. For information regarding products, services, and resources, visit www.fromthesoulofawoman.com. That's www.fromthesoulofawoman.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I now present to you your host, Dr. Valerie Parker.
Good evening and welcome to Hot Topics from the Soul. I'm so delighted to be here with you. I have my co-host, Shirley Carter. Shirley is in Mississippi and she's traveling, so she will be joining us momentarily. But with me, I have Shawn Saunders, who's not a stranger to Hot Topics from the Soul. She is a wealth empowerment coach and entrepreneur. Shawn, are you there?
Yes, I am, Dr. Valerie. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I'm excited about you being here. You have an event coming up November 7th, and I mean, everybody's excited about anything you do because you're such a phenomenal individual. You know, it's very rare that we come across individuals that are successful and want to share that success with others.
Dr. Valerie, you know, I'm excited, too, because here I'm so, you know, with you, especially being in my life, you've been such a vessel to give me the opportunity to share with your audience, and I'm so glad that, you know, I've been able to do that. What's going on right now is nothing new. It's always been happening. People are making money, but they don't know what to do with it, and at the end of the day, they end up broke. And because I have such a passion to see people develop in their true calling of being prosperous, I couldn't sit back and do nothing. So these classes and even this, you know, which is now, you know, the classes was all year and then now we're accumulating it all into one with a conference, has been such a phenomenal experience and my students have taught me a lot and now I'm just going to be able to share that with everybody at the conference this Saturday.
Well, you know, iron sharpens iron, and like I said, it's very rare that you find someone that's walking that walk and talking that talk and then have that heart and passion. It is dedicated to empowering others. You know, one of the things that's one of my pet peeves is we always talk and glorify the Lord, but there's so many broke Christians walking around. I just don't understand it, but thank God. But thank God, you know, we have a God that's awesome and powerful and desires above all that we, you know, accumulate wealth and keep it. There's nothing wrong with having the cars and the jewelry and the homes and everything. You know, people always want to envy other individuals that have them, but it's okay to have it. Christians should
that's
be
right.
successful. Children should walk in wealth and prosperity.
Of course, and the Bible says that it is the gift from God that you enjoy your labor and that you should adorn yourself with whatever it is that you work for because that is God's gift to you. So, you know, that's why I'm having this conference and I'm partnering with Dr. Jewel Tankert for this. She's coming in. She's a phenomenal woman of God. She's a pastor's wife, but she's also being a first lady, but she's also an extremely successful businesswoman. And she's coming in to teach on Saturday how to build sustainable wealth, how to make sure that no matter what the market says, what you have is of value, it maintains its value, and you can ride out the storm, basically, with the things that she is going to be teaching on Saturday. And as Christians, we need to start being proactive as opposed to waiting for God to send a blessing from the sky when God has already given you the tools. There's no lack of money in the earth. It's here already. It's just that we're not doing what we need to draw the money to us. So I know that Dr. Tankert can't be on the phone for the whole time, so let me just introduce her. Like I said, she's a phenomenal woman of God. She is also the president of the Millionaires Club, where she goes around the country teaching people how to become millionaires through, sustainable wealth creation. So Dr. Tankard, are you on the line? Can you come in and talk to us a little bit?
Hey, yeah, I'm right here. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay,
thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much, ladies, for having me on the call. And it's always great to partner with other powerhouse women that are doing great things in the community and in the nation. So I really, really am excited to be in Fort Lauderdale with you all this weekend. You know, Sean, when I first heard you speak, you know, it's funny because you invited me, but I was listening to you on a conference call that Lisa Nicole was doing for the Wing Conference, and I texted her and I said, oh my gosh, who is this power woman, this powerful woman who's breaking down the poverty mentality, wealth mentality, and how to make sure that you prepare for wealth. And so, you know, our connection is definitely divine, because one of the things that I do with the Millionaires Club and the Millionaires School is I specifically teach women to become financially literate. A lot of the ways that people felt like they could, you know, become wealthy are really just antiquated. You know, opening up a traditional savings account, saving money, all those things are really antiquated ideas of developing long-term wealth. Real wealth is built in precious metals. It's built in oil. It's built in gold. It's built in silver and oil. And so those are things that I've become very savvy in over the last several years and have done very, very well. I've made millions of dollars in business. And so my thing is that I want to teach other women who, it doesn't matter if the woman is making $50,000 a year or $500,000 a year. It's not just what you make, it's what you do with what you make. The way that you develop wealth is by having the same consistent behavior every single week. And now we have an opportunity to help people begin to save currency grade gold. They can set up a gold savings account just like they would set up a savings account at a credit union. The only difference is it allows them to be able to save gold. There are a couple things that I think is important for women to understand and people at large, that in order to understand that wealth moves in cycles, and the key is to understand where we are in the wealth cycle and then position yourself appropriately and to pay attention to what's going on in the nations. And you have countries like Russia and China that are saving tons and tons and tons of gold right now. So you have to pay attention to that. You have to ask yourself questions. Why are there cash for gold places that are popping up all over the world? What is that about? Who owns them? And what are they doing with that gold? And so that's how the average man stays ahead of what's going on in our economy. I really believe the last financial crisis was a real estate crisis, and the next crisis is going to be a currency crisis. So when I'm there this weekend with you, Sean, we're going to be talking about all those things.
Yes, and I'm looking forward to that. I let me tell you, it's phenomenal, the things that people don't know. And, you know, Jewel, I know you're in the church, and you know that sometimes, not your church, of course, because you guys really do make sure people understand prosperity, but a lot of churches have kept their members really ignorant to what it means to really prosper. And to think of money and wealth has become a dirty thing. So what you're doing right now is dispelling that myth, that it is dirty and that is out there to be attained by everyone. Let me ask you a question, and Dr. Valerie, I'm going to let you talk to Jewel as well. Jewel, when you're dealing with Christian women, what have you found to be the greatest hurdle to getting them to understand, and not only understand it, but move in the direction of making a positive step for investing for the long term?
Well, I think a lot of them put that responsibility on their husbands. You know, well, my husband handles all the money, or, you know, I don't worry about that today. God's going to take care of it. And so they've allowed their spirituality to make them very lax where economics is concerned. They really, really are just not real eager to learn, and they really don't think long term. They think short term. I can buy diapers today. Little Johnny can go to baseball league today. And they're really just living for today. Actually, the poverty rate for women, particularly African American women, we are actually the highest on the level to be in poverty, and particularly after the age of 50. Because what happens is when we're in our 20s and we're in our 30s and our 40s, these are our earning years. And so if you're just making enough money to pay for your current lifestyle, and you're not preparing for your lifestyle for tomorrow. This is why Sam Walton at Walmart came up with the idea of beginning to hire senior citizens. You see them sitting at the front. It's not because they want to work there. It's just they don't have a choice because we're not preparing enough. And we don't get enough information, and we leave it to the church to take care of us. We leave it to our husbands to take care of us. And God forbid, he could get sick. He could have a divorce. He could die, all kinds of things. I've met so many women who don't even know what the water bill is, you know, and they're afraid to invest, so they do nothing at all.
Wow. That's so awesome, because that's one of the things that I want to talk about on Saturday, that poverty mindset, how we have handicapped ourselves into a lifestyle of living poor. Really, and sometimes it doesn't even matter how much money they make. It's what they do with it that has kept them very, very poor. Dr. Valerie.
Yes, indeed. And Dr. Jewel, we're going to have you back again where you can further expound and help educate, you know, the masses, because, you know, one thing about Hot Topics from the show, it is a national platform, and we need to be educated. And not only here in the States, but out of the country, there's a lot of women, just like you say, that rely on their spouses to handle everything, to take care of the bills, and then when they pass away, they don't even know where the checkbook is. They don't even know where to go to, what bank to go to. They don't know how to pay a bill because they've adapted to that caveman mentality where the woman sits back and just does the cooking and cleaning and don't touch the money. And so this is something that we definitely need education on as women, you know, not just for the men, but for the women in particular, because of the fact that we tend to close our eyes and bat our lashes and just want to look cute but not be empowered to prosper.
Yeah, no, I mean, you're absolutely right. And I think I would tell people the definition of a power couple, both of you are thinking. Both of you are thinking. Both of you are doing deductive reasoning, you know, inductive reasoning. Both of you, you know, are taking risks that the other. There are risks that my husband wants to take in aviation I'll never take, but he's made millions of dollars from it. And there are risks that I want to take that he would never take, and that's okay. So every deal that we do in business is not always together, but at the end of the day, we both win because I still get behind him and support him, even if I'm like, oh, honey, I'm not interested in that deal. And that's okay. So we're both doing deals, so we both can win. You know, in that movie, Jumping Over the Broom, at the end of the movie, Angela Bassett thought her husband was cheating. To find out he wasn't cheating, it just looked like he was losing all his money. And he thought that they were going to have to, have to move. And she said, no, don't worry about it. We're not going to have to move because I've been investing along the way. That was like my favorite part of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
I want every woman to be in a position so that even if her husband, God forbid, lost or something like that, she would still be in a position that their lifestyle wouldn't have to change.
Oh, I love that.
Wow.
Jewel, I can't wait to see you on Friday, actually, Friday.
I know.
Yes.
I can't wait. Thank you, ladies, so much for having me on. And now I got to get ready to get on this flight so I can be with my honey in a couple of hours.
But I'll
be
wonderful.
This weekend. I'm looking forward to it. Thank you so much for having me.
You have a
I
safe
appreciate
flight,
you for stopping by. Safe travels.
Okay, God bless. Bye-bye.
Okay. So, Sean, I mean, I am so excited. Tell us about some of the other guests that will be joining you. And Shirley has just got back in, so she's able to ask you some questions regarding your event for November 7th. That will be here in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, at the Marriott Harbor Beachside.
Yes, let me tell you, I don't know how I ended up with November 7th, which happens to coincide with boat show weekend. So there are tons of people in Fort Lauderdale this weekend, but it's wonderful because that means more traffic. Hopefully more people will hear and see what they're doing. But my other speakers include, I have a number of people for a number of different reasons. One of the people I have coming in is E. Scott Golden. He's an attorney here in South Florida, and he's also chairman of the Christian League, I'm not saying that right, but anyway, the Christian Legal Society, I'm sorry. And he's coming in to talk about estate planning. because we can work for all of this stuff, but if we don't protect it properly and something happens to us, our children or whoever we leave to inherit it can still not enjoy the full benefit of what we leave. And also, too, there are things that you need to do while you're alive to make sure that you're not spending unnecessary money, even in taxes. There's so many benefits to planning your estate properly. So E. Scott Golden is going to speak on that. Then I have Lisa Nicole, who's coming in from Atlanta. You know, I think you've met Lisa before. She is a multimillionaire lady who has reached really almost, I believe almost at the top of her multi-level marketing company. And she is coming in to talk about strategies for making money and also, you know, like she has a phrase that says, get busy making money. You have to get busy doing something. So why not get busy making money? And so she's coming in really to give people a motivational push into different ways and developing different streams of income. I also have a gentleman coming from the Bahamas. His name is Kailas Rowe. He is the minister, junior minister in charge of finance for the Bahamas. And so if you're interested in investing in the Bahamas and you're not a Bahamian, then he would be the person who you would have to get an approval from to do investments in the Bahamas. So he's coming in to talk specifically about how to invest in the Bahamas and how to go about that process, because we have people that we want to get into the country. The Bahamas is open for investors, and so we want to make sure we make it available. So one of the things we're going to do at this conference is try to make connections between people who have money to invest and those who are looking for somebody to invest in them. So my students are going to have all of their products and their businesses on display so that potential investors can see what they're doing. And that's one of the benefits of being part of my Empowered to Prosper program, that I will strategically do my best to connect you with the person who can take your business and everything else to the next level. And, of course, I'm one of the speakers, and I'll be talking about the poverty mindset, what is it, the psychology of money, how we relate to money and how it directly influences us in terms of whether we accumulate wealth or we end up living in poverty. And then, of course, purpose money, how the money must have a purpose, how to set a goal for your money, and then to see that money now start working for you. So until you are seeing income from your investments, you have not fully gotten there yet. You know, the person who is working every day, getting a paycheck, even the professional person who, you know, went to school, and I'm not knocking professionals because I am one as well, but to the doctors, the lawyers, the, you know, these are people who strategically should be in this conference because they are the product. If they don't show up at their offices, they don't make money. The goal is that you should make money even if you choose to stay in bed all day. And if you can't stay home all day and still have money coming in, then you have not arrived yet. You need to be pursuing something. And that is the goal of this conference, to get people moving, to develop multiple streams of income, and then to know how to protect that once it starts coming in.
Well, you know, one of the things you said is you are the product, and people fail to realize and understand that you have the power and the ability to obtain wealth. It's up to you. Everything you need is in your hand. So if you would, I don't want to take away from people coming out and registering for the training, but talk a little bit about Empowered to Prosper, how you came about formulating this conference. I know you said that you do the classes throughout the year, but, you know, for you to do a finale to round up, what were some of the things that you wanted to make sure that everybody grasped at, even though they weren't participants of your classes?
Well, one of the things I really want people to understand is, especially dealing with Christian people, this, you know, my passion started out really looking at the fact that there were so many devastatedly broke Christians, and it is aggravating. Aggravating not because I'm aggravated at the person being broke, but I'm aggravated at the cause of their brokenness, because I realize the church is responsible for teaching people a whole bunch of useless nothing. And I'm not saying that to criticize, and I'm talking about the church, the physical body. I'm not talking about the church, the spiritual body. So I should say, I should rephrase that and say religion. Religion is responsible for teaching Christian people a lot of useless things, teaching them things that have handicapped them. teaching them that they should wait on God, and waiting mean a state of passivity rather than a state of preparation, which that's what waiting really is. And so when I look at the fact that there's so many Christians, and there are studies that have shown statistically that Christians are among the poorest of all religions. But we say that we serve a loving God, a God who has abundance and owns a cattle on a thousand hills, but why is it that we're so poor? It is because of the role of religion, teaching people that, you know, money is a sin, too much money of it is going to cause you to go to hell, it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than, I mean, all the stuff that has frightened Christian people away from wealth. And in actuality, the discussion of wealth in the Bible is mentioned more than salvation. So if that is the case, then why is it that we're running from it? So my passion started out of that. If God could speak to me and guide me in my business dealing so that I prosper, and if prosperity was so bad, then the 3% would be the 97%, because that means the devil would want to make sure we all overdose with too much money so we can go to hell. The fact that we're struggling to get it should tell you it's something good. If it was bad for you, trust me, you would have it. Easy. So what I'm hoping that to do is to dispel the myth that wealth and prosperity is bad, and to let people know that you cannot speak evil of people who have money if you think that is something you want. You are not going to attract it to you, and this is part of the psychology of money. Money goes where it's attracted to, where it's loved, where it's respected, because it has a personality. If you are repelling it by the words that come out of your mouth, how can you expect to prosper? So I want to get into the psychology of money during this conference, teaching people the things that they're doing that show them that and show them how they are digging themselves into their own well of poverty. I also want to make sure they understand what is the true definition of poverty and not what is society's definition, which is, you know, a number. Statistically, you live below the socioeconomic line. That it is in some form for society, but the true definition of poverty is not. So there's a whole lot of things. I'm hoping that when I'm finished with this conference, people will understand that, you know what, yes, there's something wrong with the way I'm acting right now. I need to correct my behavior. And by correcting the behavior, yes, you will get out of debt, and you will accumulate a savings, and you will be able to invest, and you will eventually have something that you can give me for your children. I think I kind of give you a little bit lost. You know, I get so passionate about this.
Yeah, but Sean, it's awesome, you know. Yes, Sean, I do apologize that I got kicked off by the service, but I am hearing what you're saying, what we can leave for our children. My question to you, doing this, is there going to be some type of actual breakdown in the benefits of leaving? What types of estates will that be explained for all your participants? Because my understanding, when you're doing the estate planning, that say, for example, if you have a house, or something that you can actually put it into some form now where you can will it to them now or put it in their names now. Will all of that be a part of the presentation? Would someone be bringing forth that? And even as far as what types of investments? And I know with Lisa being there, she's going to have a lot. And I think that is so awesome that you have put something together like this, and the students can be there and they can learn from an early age. How do I set myself up?
Yes. Actually, I'm going to have two attorneys there. One of them is going to be presenting on estate planning, telling you how to set up your estate so that not only would you not lose it or your children won't lose what you're leaving to them, but also so that if you say, for instance, you have a child who is irresponsible with money, and you really want, you know, what you've worked hard for to be protected, there are ways in which you can set up your estate that you can direct that money even after you're long gone. So this particular attorney, he's going to deal with estate planning. He won't get into all of the details, but he will give you an overview of what are the options in terms of trust, in terms of what you need to do now as you go along, what types of life insurance policies you should have. We're going to get into the things that you don't hear from your regular certified financial planner and other people. Some of these things you have to ask directly. And if you don't ask the person who's handling your affairs directly, they will not tell you, because there are wealth secrets out there that other people are using every day, and they're making money even when their relatives die. They are prospering. But we don't know these things. So my goal is to bring this to you, present it to you so you're well-informed, so when you make a decision, you're not making a decision that is manipulated by the commission of the person who's selling that to you, but because you know what your options are. So it's all about giving you the power back when to choose.
Well, tell me about purpose money. When you were saying that first you said that you are the product, and then you talked about purpose money. What is that?
Purpose money means to, you know how some people say, oh, when I get the money, I'm going to do this. When I get the money, I'm going to do that. Well, I happen to operate from a different philosophy from that. I don't say when I get the money. I make the plan. And so I assign a purpose to every dollar of my money before it is made. And then that money comes in. And I'm trying to get people to understand that money doesn't just come to you if it doesn't have an assignment. If you assign a purpose to the money, it will come. And it will not leave. So what I do in my life, an example of purpose money, if I want to do new construction and I figure that, you know, I want to build a building, I call the architect, I said, this is what I want to do, and he draws the plans and he tells me, Sean, this is how much it's going to cost to do the building. It's going to be $500,000, $600,000, whatever. I said, okay, thank you. I get that, and then I start looking at, okay, what do I have available to me? If I have income coming in, now my income is now redirected because I have a purpose for it. So when somebody comes up to me and says, Sean, can you loan me $1,000? Sean, I need to pay my rent, $1,500. I can clearly tell them, no, I cannot afford to help you because I don't have that available, because the money has a purpose. If I do not assign a purpose to that money, when people start calling with their needs, and they do, I will then feel that it's okay to go ahead and give it to them because I don't have anything to do with the money anyway. But what we don't understand is there's a dynamic that's going on spiritually or psychologically, because the money says, you're not using me. I want to go where somebody wants to use me. And so avenues come up for the money to leave you, especially if you're a person that don't respect money. And it's a whole, I'm going to go into this during the conference, teaching people how to identify when their money is being repelled from them. What about my behaviors causing my money to leave me? You know, I like to use professional athletes as an example, because they make millions and millions of dollars. But by the time they retire and a few years into their retirement, they are broke. And it's because they never learned to assign a purpose to the money or to even respect what was coming to them. The money meant nothing to them, so the money says, I'm not going to be with you.
Well, Sean, is there a website or information for someone to register and find out how to get to the event?
Yes. Well, right now, it's on Eventbrite. It's empoweredtoprosper.org, and you can also register through Eventbrite online. Tomorrow actually is the last day for registration online, and anyone that can't get to do it online can call 954-727-5331, and that's 954-727-5331, and they can register by phone, because we're going to close the registration we only have a few seats left. We don't have a lot. We're practically almost sold out, and we may sell out by tomorrow for sure. I'm almost certain of it. So if you're really interested in coming to the conference, you will have to register tonight or early tomorrow by calling the number, because the seats are almost gone. The room is almost at capacity, and I've asked for an extension, and because it's a busy weekend, I don't know that I'm going to get that. So if you're interested, please don't hesitate. Come out. I promise you, you will enjoy it. It's going to be a phenomenal time of education, and I promise you, you will leave there with a shift in your mindset about money.
Yeah. You know, one of the things I got to tell you, Sean, about our people, we always last minute and we never want to participate in our own rescue. You can have information that will help you get out of the rut you're in financially. There used to be a saying, you can lead a horse to the water, but you can't force him to drink. And
yes,
that's the mindset of so many individuals. If you ask, I guarantee you, if you did a survey with 100 people and you asked 100 people, do you need money and do you want to make more money, 100% will say yes. But when you want to give them information as to how they can get it, you may have 25% that will follow you and say, where do I go to find the information?
That is so true. It is so true. And it's very disheartening when you see how, you know, people respond to information that will make them powerful. A person would rather that you give the $100 that it costs to come to this conference than to give them, you know, the wealth of information that is in this room. You could never pay for each of these people time individually to teach you what they know about wealth building. You know, to take Jewel out of Tennessee and bring her down here, to have E. Scott Golden take the day off from his busy practice to come in there, and then to have the man in charge of financing and development of the Bahamas come over here to tell you, listen, if you want to invest in my country, this is what you can do, X, Y, Z. I mean, how many people would love to own their own island? How many people dream about that? People dream about it, but they can't make it happen because they don't move. And then when they come, they want you to give it to them free. And I always tell people there's nothing free. Even friendship is not free. Salvation was not free because Jesus paid for it. So why you come there everywhere wanting something free? And one thing I've learned is that if people don't pay something for what they get, they don't value it. Now, could I have done this conference without charging? Sure, I could. But how many people would show up there that really wanted that information? They would have come just because it was free to see what was going on. The fact that I charge is because I want people who will come to be serious that they want to move on with their lives. That's the reason why I do the classes. Serious-minded people who has, you know, these people who decide that, yes, I may be a professional, and yes, I'm making money, but this money doesn't give me any power. The Bible says that wisdom with money is even better. So if the Bible says that you're a Christian and you believe in, why aren't you pursuing wisdom with money?
You keep talking and bringing up the Christians and stuff, and I really didn't know that Dr. Jewel was, they were pastoring. I knew they had a ministry, but I didn't know they actually had a church where they were pastoring and teaching in financial empowerment. And I said, you know, we have so many broke Christians, but, you know, the fact was that just came out because that is the truth. I mean, it just blows my mind to see how many people are still naming it, aiming it, and claiming it, and waiting for fresh manna to drop out of heaven, but don't want to go out there and work for it. Like you said, you know, life costs you something. The only thing that's free is salvation, and even in that, you got to pay a price to be who you are.
Yes. You know, Dr. Valerie, I think it's because people don't understand what poverty means. Poverty is any area of your life, not just money. Any area of your life where there is a deficit is an area where you are experiencing poverty. To be whole, you know, the Bible says, beloved, above all, I wish that you prosper, even as your soul prosper, should tell you that that means everything about you. It tells, and people don't seem to understand that when they hear, you're preaching the prosperity gospel. To preach the prosperity gospel is to teach somebody to be healthy in their body, to be healthy in their mind and in their finances and in the dynamics of the family. That is what prosperity is really all about. The whole person, not just one part of it. And people don't understand that poverty itself really means it's the renunciation of your right to individual ownership of property. So when you refuse to get out there and own a piece of property, when you refuse to take ownership of what is being given to you, you are declaring poverty on yourself. we have to take responsibility, and we have to stop being passive and leaving it up to other people to make our lives happen. Wealth comes through an exchange of goods and services for money or for currency. What are you exchanging to make your life better? You have to meet somebody's need in order for them to give you their money. I mean, I didn't have no wealthy parents or any wealthy person that died and left me anything. God gave me an idea and I ran with it. And as I moved, he blessed it. So you have to move. You have to take action.
Wow. That is awesome. And you do classes year-round. Talk more about those classes that you...
Dr. Valerie, the classes that I do, it's a series of classes that I do, 6 3 levels, and what I do is I teach people on the biblical principles of wealth accumulation. I show them in the Bible what the Lord says, what the Word of God says, really, about prospering. So I have to deal with the mindset first. I have to get people to understand that it's a covenant right, and then I build on that by walking them through strategies to, of course, get rid of debt, et cetera, et cetera. And then I introduce them to ways in which to now start to create that wealth. So a lot of my students will be displaying their business ideas that they have started or have been doing already when they came into my class. So anyone that comes to the conference will see that in the vendor section, all of my students who have a product will be on display. Because that's one of the things in this class. You will be encouraged to have a business. If you do not own a business, you cannot enjoy the tax benefits of this country. If you are an employee receiving a paycheck, then you are limited in what you can be exempted from. But if you own a business, you have more opportunities to do more things with your money before taxation. So it is imperative in my class, if you come in my class, yes, you're expected to open a business, to do something. You don't come there, sit, and then don't do anything. And if you don't prosper in my class, I know you're not following the principles. And my students will tell you, every one of them who have listened have seen a tremendous shift in their lives. So this is a relationship that I build with them. I'm not just their teacher. This is a relationship. And as long as they want to be a part of my life and my ministry, I will have them, because I can't just teach them for a little bit of time and then set them loose. No, I still have to make sure that they reach their destiny.
Now, who should come to this conference?
Everybody who thinks that they are not living the life that they think that they should be living. And that includes the person that have money, because there are a lot of people that have money, but they're so bound by fear that they don't want to spend it. So they hoard their money and would not spend that money to make money or even to help anybody else. You need to come out, because I promise you that what I will talk about will set you free in your mind, because if you're hoarding money, you're still poor in your mind, and you need to be set free. I'm also encouraging professionals to come out, especially people who are professionals in the fields like doctors, lawyers, anyone that have a career that requires their presence on that job. You need to come to this conference, because you need to now know how to develop multiple streams of income, so that you are not bound to your office, that you can get on a plane and go on vacation and the money is still coming in. Or even if you have an illness, your income is not affected because you didn't see your 20 or 30 patients in a day. So you need to be here. And then the person who doesn't know which way to turn, they're in a dead-end job, they're making a limited amount of money, they don't know how to get out of that rut that they're in. Yes, you come to this conference, because we're going to teach you how to empower yourself in the position that you're in at this time, and then how to make the necessary steps to get out of it. So it's really a conference that goes across every facet of society, from the very poor and very broke to the person who have millions of dollars but don't know what to do with it and don't help anybody. And you understand what I'm saying? We have a lot of people like that. They have money. You would never know it because they live so poor. Because they're afraid. And if you go in their garages, they have 10 boxes of washing detergent, two two dozen of this, and they're so afraid to leave it out that they hoard so much stuff. They're surrounded by just stuff that have no value and no power, when their money could be doing so much more. So basically, we're trying to deal with all levels of society and then get these people moving so that they can, you know, my 3D principle, moving in 3D, desire, determination, and discipline for prosperity.
Wow. That is awesome. And what website can they go to follow you?
My website is called empoweredtoprosper.org, and I also have Sean-Saunders.com. And also, too, they can follow me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, which all go by the same Sean Saunders with the number 3D. And then at times I'll be, like on Saturday, for those who can't make it, for my session, I will try my best to be on Periscope. Yes, I'll be on Periscope Saturday morning.
Okay.
Yes, I'll be on Periscope, and that's S. Saunders 3D. And so they can see what I'm talking about when I talk about the psychology of money, which is what I'll be addressing at 9:30 in the morning on Saturday. So they can follow me on those areas. And then if they want information on the class, of course, empoweredtoprosper.org, the information on the class will be there as well. The next set of classes will start in January. And one of the things I'm also going to be posting right after the conference is some of the students' testimonials, so that they can see that this is not just something that is in my head. There are actual real people out there who have done these classes and have felt that it has helped them. So these are some of the things that we'll be doing on Saturday and in 2016. So there'll be two sets of classes there next year. I don't want people to think I'm going to be doing a class every week. It's only going to be two sets of classes, and if you don't make it in those two, you have to wait till 2017.
Okay. And one of the things that, you know, I want to let the audience know is, you know, whatever financial rut you're in right now, it's because you made an appointment to be there. So everything is a process. So you're going to have to pull back those layers and start going through what you have and seeing what you don't need in order to begin the process of getting to your next level of increase. You know, people think if I come to this event or if I do this workshop, you know, I'll be able to walk away and within a year make $1 million. Well, you know, I go through this with individuals because, you know, I do speaker trainings with Les Brown, and I'm constantly talking to people that say, yeah, I want to be a world-class speaker. So if I come to this training, I'll be able to go out and make $5,000 to $10,000 a speech. I'm like, no, we're not guaranteeing you you're going to be able to go out and make $5,000 or $10,000 a speech, because first of all, your speech has to be cultivated. So that's one of the things that, you know, we want people to be clear on, that they have to start somewhere. And they should start at an event such as this here. You don't have to have money to invest to come. You want to come to find out how to make money so that you will have something to invest.
That's right. Exactly. You know, it all begins with, you know, they say, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. You have to take a step. My journey began with me being I'm making six figures, and I was broke. Now, could you imagine? I'm making six figures, and I was broke. I could not believe that I only had enough money to last me for 1 month when I quit my job to start my business. It was a devastating place to be, because here it is. I made the money, but I lost the benefit of the income because I gave away my right to that money. And one of the ways we give away the right to our money is by use of credit cards. When you use your credit card, you've given away your right to use that money in your future. So here it is. I'm six figures in debt, and making a six-figure salary had nothing. And I said, this is ridiculous. I cannot live like this. I'm always going to be working for somebody. But I made a step. First of all, I made a decision. And I had to decide, do I like where I am right now, or do I want to change it? And once I decided I wanted to change it, that became my passion. That became the thing that I truly desired. And once that that burned, it was like a burning thing inside of me. I desired it so much, you know, that I just, that became my focus. I bought tons of books, read all kinds of books on money and how to get out of debt and all that kind of stuff. I was determined, which is my second D. My determination was I was not going to be working for people and be broke all the days of my life. That was just not a happy place for me. And so what I did was my third step. I disciplined myself with my money that it was going to now begin to work for me rather than run away from me. So I changed my spending habits. I developed a real strategic savings plan and a way to eradicate my debt. And once I got out of that, I made a conscious decision that I wasn't going back there. But you could desire something all you want, Dr. Valerie. If you do not discipline yourself, you will still not get it. And attending a conference and hearing information and then implementing that information requires discipline. A lot of people will come and listen, and they will sit there and they will hear that information, and then afterwards they'll come to me and say, oh, my goodness, Sean, that was a powerful thing. This stuck with me. The next thing stuck with me, especially when I talk about people, you know, about respecting their money and putting their money in order, lining it up and not balling it up in their pocket, how powerful it is. They'll tell me about this stuff. But how many people will walk out of there and make that a lifestyle? Prosperity is a lifestyle. It's something you live every day by discipline. A lot of people don't like the discipline. They like the passion because the passion is easy.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be disciplined in this business.
Yes, 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 it is processing. Give us that website information again and contact and how they can get to the conference and where it is.
The website is empowertoprosper.org, and you can go online and register for the conference, or you can call 954-727-5331, and you can speak with someone on the phone and they can register you for the conference. And again, I'd say there's not a lot of space left. We are almost completely sold out, so if you're really interested in coming, you have to do it online tonight, and I wouldn't give it any more beyond tomorrow because you might not get in. It's really filling up, and it has really filled up, especially today.
Well, yeah, because, you know, people have a tendency of showing up at the door and trying to get in there as well. So you're not trying to take walk-ins.
No, I'm not taking walk-ins. Yes, they have to do it in advance. I'm not taking any walk-ins at all. I really just can't let people dictate my balance. I need balance. And for me, a cut-off account finalized is done. It's good for me. That works for me. That's my discipline. I'm not letting anybody change it. So if you really want to be a part of this, you're going to have to conform to the rules.
Activate
register
yourself.
And then come.
Yes.
Now we're talking.
And, you know, that's important that you should say that, too, because any successful person has to follow rules. They have to have guidelines that they have to apply in their lives to get to the next level. If you're not willing to go through the steps to be educated, to walk out that process, then no, this isn't for you. So, you know, everything costs you something, and you're going to have to take information and comply and be in compliance with that information that's given to you. So, you know, I like your analogy and the way you said that because of the fact that it's true. If you really want to do it, you go ahead and do it. If you see a sale that's going on, you want an outfit or some shoes, and you really want those shoes, you're going to make it your business to be there bright and early before they sell out of your size. We need to make that same commitment to our dreams and our goals.
Yes, I agree. You know, I ran myself into the ground by allowing other people to dictate my schedule. And so for me, it worked to shut it down. And who missed it, missed it. You know, you wait till next year, that's your discipline. But my discipline is I have to maintain my balance. So I'm not going to let anybody disturb that and come into that space. If you want to be there, you will be there, and you will register on time just as you do everything else you want to do on time. And if you miss it, you miss it. So, and I'm not going to concern myself about who could have been there. And, you know, don't call me and say, oh, Sean, I'm sorry. No, I don't do that because I'm not going to tell you yes. Because we have to learn that it is a behavior, is our behaviors that are causing us to be in the financial stress that we're in now. And you want to bring that behavior now to me. Yes, absolutely. So, you know, the deadline is supposed to be tomorrow night. And so if I would tell them, go and do it. And right away, I mean, they will have a wonderful experience. By the way, the registration does include their lunch and an afternoon snack. So your food is included. And we will make sure that you get a chance to meet some of the all of the speakers. We'll be there. You can talk to them and ask them questions. And if you want to follow up with them afterwards, then by all means, you know, they're more than willing to talk to you. You'll be surprised who is available to you if you just seek them out.
Yeah, and don't just seek them out just because you want a picture. Seek them out because you need the information.
Yes, I forgot that part. Dr. Valerie, thank you for saying that.
Oh, yeah, you know... This is what I do for a living, do pictures and do events, and everybody wants a picture.
Oh, yeah. People love to post now. I can only imagine, but this is an opportunity to meet some people, some powerful people. You know, Jewel does what she does, and she does it very well. Lisa does what she does it very well. You know, Minister Kayla's role coming from the Bahamas, a very powerful man in the Bahamas. It would be, I mean, who would not want to meet these people? How, you know, in the future you may want to be in the Bahamas doing business. And then Scott Golden would be there to tell you how to protect what you have and how to protect what you're going to have. And there's nothing better than starting off something the right way, establishing the right principles in your business, establishing the right foundation so that everything is going quite nicely from the beginning. We have to learn to do things in the order in which it's supposed to be done. So this particular conference is geared towards that. And in the future, I really want the whole plan is to be a place where strategic connections are made between the secular world and Christians to bring Christians
yes.
into an understanding of what it is to do business in the marketplace. And so I want to be able to bring people from the world in to show you, okay, this is how we do it. And if you want to do it in here, you can partner up with me or I can support. You know, that's the thing. I want to make strategic connections so that people can now have their dreams fulfilled. So the plan every year is to do this and make it bigger, make it better, and present more opportunities. I'm hoping that next year I will have testimonies. I'm believing that I should say that next year I'll have testimonies of the relationships that were established this year.
Excellent. Well, I'm sure you will have that over and above your own expectations because, like I said, you've been doing a phenomenal work empowering individuals for next level of greatness financially, how to sustain the income that they have, how to stretch. You know, back in the day, Grandma knew how to stretch a dollar, but we seem to let it slip through our fingers. So, we have to really get back to that. And I thank you for being in the place and the position to remind people that all things are possible if they believe, and wealth is an entitlement. It is an inheritance that was given to us from God because we're heirs. We're heirs to the kingdom. You know, from Genesis to Revelations, we hear and see individuals that were prosperous. They constantly were giving. You see great men of God always giving. They were giving. They couldn't give if they didn't have it to give. So prosperity was all through the Bible. But we hold our hands tight and don't want to sow into other people's work, and we envious of one another's, won't support other people's visions and stuff. So we've got to do better because, see, wealth begins at home, and wealth in love work hand in hand. So I thank you for being in that place, in that position to share with individuals, to strengthen them and encourage them so that they can come out of their poverty zone and the poverty mindset.
Yes, yes. I'm happy that I, you know, have this amazing work to do. It gives me such pleasure when I see people, you know, lives start to turn around. And really and truly, it's even with the class that I have right now, amazing group of young people who have, you know, looked up to me for some form of guidance. When I, you know, I was like, oh, my goodness, you know, can I really teach what I've been doing? But they've made it easy on me, and they've done a great job of turning, you know, their lives around. They and that is what my satisfaction is. I know that for me to put a price on my time, my energy, I mean, truly, it would not be affordable for everyone. There's no way I would do a conference and let somebody come and pay me $100 to hear me talk. They can't pay me for that. It is just a way of giving back, because I already been blessed so much by God. I cannot sit there and not empower somebody else. I have to now teach you, if you are willing to learn, what I have done and what God has, and show you what God has done for me. Any one of my students will tell you, for every one of them who have listened and have applied the principles that I've taught them, they have seen tremendous change in their lives. And I didn't give them money. I didn't hand out money and say, hey, come and sit here, use this money. No. They implemented the principles, and their lives have started to change. So more people just need to do the same thing that they did. They sacrificed the time, and they sat and they listened.
Wow, that is awesome. Well, I thank you so much, Shawn Saunders. She is a wealth empowerment coach and phenomenal woman of God that loves sowing knowledge into the hearts and minds of individuals so that they too can obtain financial freedom. Shawn, are there any closing remarks you would like to give regarding that? We have about 30 seconds left for you to do that.
Dr. Bobby, I'd like to tell your audience that every decision that you make today, you will live with it tomorrow. And where you are right now is a result of what you decided to do yesterday. So make sure that what you decide today, you can live with it tomorrow, because you will have to. If you decide to spend every dollar you have on foolishness today, you will have nothing tomorrow. And if you decide to invest that money today, then you have made a decision to have something tomorrow. So as you go out there making decisions about your life, just be mindful, can I live with this tomorrow? Mm. Thank you so much, Dr. Valerie, for having me. As always, I'm so pleased to be on your show. You are such a phenomenal woman. I have total respect for you. You know that. And I look forward to working with you on other stuff in the very, very near future.
Absolutely. Well done, my queen, and a successful event this weekend. I'm excited about it. And also tell Dr. Jewel thank you so much for chiming in before she got on her flight. And Shirley, I'll be seeing you in a day or two.
Yes, you will.
And thank you again, Dr. Valerie,
for all that wealth of information.
Oh, Shirley,
yes.
I enjoyed meeting you too the other day.
Yes, at Soul Retreat. And we have a couple of events coming up before the year is out, so stay tuned and tell a friend to tune into Hot Topics from the Soul every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And remember, wherever you find yourself in life right now, it's because you made an appointment to be there. Good night, and God bless, and walk in prosperity.
Good night.